Hello guys, this is Griffin, and I'm going to be telling you guys my life story about how I discovered Eton Academy. So I used to go to a school called Auburn Hills Elementary School, and throughout my preschool and kindergarten years, I struggled a lot. And the main reason why I struggled was because of my anxiety. There would be times where I'd never pay attention, and I could never focus. After those years, I went into first grade where I was already struggling with school in general. My first homework assignment was writing from numbers from 1 to 100. Obviously, that is very, very simple, but from there, it only got worse. I'd be spending 2 to 3 hours on homework, and I could just never, ever focus. And it even got so bad that I probably wouldn't even do the assignment. My teacher was a huge bully to me, and she just never cared about me whatsoever. She just didn't understand that having a learning disorder can be kind of tough to, you know, teach a kid, especially in public school. Not only was she a bully to me, but also the other students were as well, as they thought it was hilarious that I couldn't learn like them. So they would tease me a lot, shove me around a lot, and embarrass me. I was very, very miserable. And there'd just be times where I just wanted to sit in my room all day and just cry and cry and cry. After I would finally finish my first grade year, I went into second grade. And second grade, I have to say, was a bit better, but again, I was still struggling a lot. My teachers throughout second, third, and fourth grade were very, very nice and supportive, but they just could never teach me because they just didn't know how. And after those years, I went into fifth grade, and I thought everything maybe would be, you know, going well, but my fifth grade teacher just ruined all that. She didn't care about me. She was very mean to me, and I'd say she's probably even worse than my first grade teacher. There'd be times where I'd try to just say, hey, you know, let's just get through this year. I know you might have a problem with me, but can we please just push through the year? And she would just get offended at me and get very, very mad. In March 2013, throughout that year, I was very, very miserable, but I ended up hearing about Eton Academy, and Eton Academy sounded very, very awesome, especially because you got your own iPad and you got to play Minecraft on it, so I was very excited. When I showed up my first day at Eton, I met a good friend of mine today named Kevin, and he showed me around the school and showed me what it was like at Eton Academy. Eton Academy looked awesome, and I couldn't wait to actually be an official student at this school. In September 2013, after I finished my fifth grade year, I walked through the doors of Eton Academy as an official student. I was very, very nervous, obviously, but instantly I was connecting with other students. I finally was figuring out what it was like to have an actual friend and having people that actually care about you. I got to experience having sleepovers, maybe even going to birthday parties. I'd say if we jump into present day today, I'd say that I'm a very successful student, and I'd love to just shove in my success into the teachers that thought that I was, not a bright kid whatsoever. Obviously today, I'd say that my grades and everything just show how bright of a kid I am, and I feel like I could go even further with success in general when it comes to school. If you have a student that maybe is struggling and has a learning difference, I'd say come to Eton Academy. Eton Academy has all the support possible. You can have teachers to bond with, you can have one-on-one time, you can even have friends that are extremely supportive. Overall, I have to say that Eton Academy is just an extremely nice community. After reflecting on this story, I'd have to say that, of course, Auburn Hills Elementary School was a very, very difficult experience for me, but I'm glad that I was able to overcome that and discover Eton Academy. Thank you so much, guys, for listening, and I hope you guys enjoyed.